Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News magazine. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Jason, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me back, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar this week.
All right, let's start in the upstate where the Bon Secours Wellness Arena in downtown Greenville and the surrounding area could look a whole lot different in the coming years. The Greenville Arena District, which owns Bon Secours, has launched a $170 million master plan that aims to reimagine the district as the gateway to downtown Greenville, transforming the campus into a hub for live entertainment, music, and culture. So some big vision there at Bon Secours. Your listeners might know that the arena project is right next to another development in the works on property that has been vacant for more than two decades. That $100 million project calls for a 29-story tower, which would be Greenville's tallest building.
Yeah, so Greenville is just continuing to develop.
Yeah, it's amazing to see what's rising around this city. I've only been here about 2 years, but so was something different. Let's switch gears to automotive industry. BMW recently debuted the newest X3 and celebrated the opening of a new $200 million press shop at a Spartanburg facility that will stamp sheet metal parts for the new model. The new press shop creates 200 new jobs at the plant that already employs about 11,000 workers. It's part of the company's worldwide local-for-local strategy to make parts close to where they are needed for assembly. So BMW ramping up productivity up here in the upstate.
All right, great. So the upstate is happy. What's going on in the Midlands?
Yeah, moving down south, the Midlands is part of a newly created tech hub that recently received $45 million funding boost from the federal government. The SC Nexus for Advanced Resilient Energy is an initiative of South Carolina Department of Commerce and was one of only 12 hubs out of 31 chosen for the latest round of funding. They're going to be concentrating on advanced energy with a focus on cybersecure grid resilience technologies and improving the clean energy supply chain. Switching gears to commercial real estate, Columbia is seeing a spike in upscale student housing communities. A St. Louis developer called Subtext bought three parcels downtown to develop a 960-bed complex. Now, get this, Mike. It's going to feature an outdoor sport court, game lounge, content creation studio, resort-inspired pool courtyard with cabanas, grilling, and a fitness center with a sauna, meditation rooms, and yoga studio. Hey, when I was in college, my apartment, I don't think it even had a pool. So it's a lot different today.
Well, I guess I guess it is. And I guess students can afford this these days, I guess.
But this announcement came right after Landmark Properties revealed it has purchased 67 acres along Idlewild Boulevard to develop a 197-unit cottage-style student housing community. Hey, and get this, that complex will feature, can you believe it, a resort-style outdoor pool complex with a sun deck and cabanas and a jumbotron and a sports simulator and sand volleyball court. So I'm starting to see a trend here with student housing in Columbia.
Yeah, I guess that's just the way it's going to be from now on. If these do well, then I guess everybody's going to have to raise their standards, right?
Yeah, we'll see what Clemson might do, right?
Yeah. So let's move on down to the Lowcountry.
Tourism is back in a big way in Charleston. According to a recent College of Charleston study, last year, 2023, tourism had a $13 billion economic impact, which was a $7 billion increase from 2019 and marked a new all-time high. Last year, tourism accounted for nearly a quarter of Charleston's economy, which was a 10% spike from 2020. On a related note, a prominent downtown Charleston hotel is about to get a whole new look. The Charleston Place will undergo a $150 million renovation designed by the new Charleston-based BMOC Hospitality Collection Design Studio, Atelier Kim. It's going to include retail spaces, a spa and fitness center when it's all said and done, meeting and event facilities, and the Market Street Circle Courtyard. Capping it off, going back to the automotive industry, Volvo production has begun on Volvo Cars' fully electric flagship SUV at its plant in Ridgeville. You know, this has been a long time coming. The first customer deliveries of the EX90 are scheduled for the second half of the year. So the new SUV is going to be rolling off the production line soon there.
Well, Jason, it sounds like economic development is staying strong across our state. Thank you so much for the update.
Sure is. You're welcome, Mike. Thanks again for having me.
Jason Thomas is Executive Director of SC Biz News, the company that publishes several business journals across our state, and we will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again, and you can hear it again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.